This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Great to have you here this weekend. Thanks for coming back for Part 2 of the show. And today we're doing a second week of the musical theme Night Songs. We had so many left over from a previous show, we're having a second helping. Plus, we'll continue our march up the charts from this fourth weekend of March. Hey, marching, yeah. In 1951. And here, 74 years ago, Tupperware gets a new lease on life, thanks to a 30-something Detroit woman named Brownie Wise. She was a saleswoman for the Stanley Company. Well, she joined up with another Stanley peddler, 20-year-old Gary McDonald. Now, they both liked these polyethylene bowls and food containers that had been invented by Earl Tupper, but they were languishing in hardware and department store shelves. Well, the two decided to take these products into the home and recruit enthusiastic housewives to give parties, where their friends and neighbors could learn how to burp the airtight containers. And that began the Tupperware patio parties, and they're coming to your neighborhood soon. And I wonder if Mary Ford ever hosted a Tupperware party. Well, maybe she was too busy with her other job, performing with husband Les Paul. The duo's at number 5 this week with Mockingbird Hill.
When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la. Flowers on the Mockingbird Hill. La 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 la. When it's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, tweedity-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, tweedity-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on the Mockingbird Hill. La da da.
Les Paul and Mary Ford at number 5 this weekend, Mockingbird Hill. Les had been a well-known guitarist since the late 30s, as he accompanied a number of stars over the years. Now he lets his bride Mary Ford shine. Earlier this year, they had their first top 10 with a Tennessee Waltz. And Mockingbird Hill is about to go gold and go to number 2 on the charts and stay there for 6 weeks. And another hit's on the way. They've just released How High the Moon. We're highlighting late March of 1951 on today's show. And as I mentioned before, the Korean War is going on, and that's having an effect on our economy. We're now about 7 months into the war, and the government had been ordering military goods at the rate of about $1.8 billion a month. Since then, the ordering has been stepped up. Orders are now about $5 billion a month. And last week, inflation was slowed down to a crawl, at least temporarily, as price cuts are showing up. Most surprising was in the TV industry, which was supposed to be the first to be hard hit by the arms production, but found to its surprise that even with cutbacks, it was producing more sets than it could sell. And in general, wholesale prices had declined fractionally in 3 of the past 4 weeks. Even food prices had leveled off for the first time in months. One reason, price controls. Another, good old supply and demand. Consumers simply thought the prices were too high lately and stopped buying. One thing we are buying, Patti Page records, especially this one. At number 4 this week, the Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Tennessee walls, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Patti Page and the Tennessee Waltz at number four this week, backed by the Jack Rail Orchestra. And it's finally coming down the charts after spending 13 weeks at number one. A multi-million selling record, one of the biggest of all time. Also on today's show, it's the theme Night Songs. This is our second venture out after the sun's gone down. And back to 1934 now with the Leo Reisman Orchestra, Night on the Desert.
Calls to his silver dove. set on the desert my dream of love. Set on the desert.
A 1934 recording by the Leo Reisman Orchestra with vocals by George Bueller, Night on the Desert, a title fitting our theme of night songs today on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, it's the fourth weekend of March in 1951. And on Tuesday nights at 9:30, we make sure the radio is tuned to NBC for Fibber McGee and Molly.
You know the old guy that hangs around the corner of 14th and Oak selling razor blades, pencils, and hot chestnuts?
What about him?
He died last week. 99 years old.
Uh-huh.
No family, no friends. And $50,000 sewed into the lining of his ragged old overcoat.
Impossible.
What's impossible?
To have $50,000 and no friends?
Nobody knew he had it. He lived all alone in a piano box back in the alley. He was a Herman.
Hermit.
Hmm?
Herman is a man's name.
I know, it was this man's name. Herman the Hermit. Herman Steinway was his real name, according to the paper. Come from a wealthy musical family. He was the black sheep. They cut him off with a dollar and an old piano box.
Well, if he'd have been more upright, he might have had a grand.
Oh, Molly, you'll be the end of me. Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Our favorite Tuesday night radio show here in 1951. And one of our favorite records comes from Guy Mitchell. He's at number 3.
My heart cries for you, sighs for you, dies for you, and my arms long for you. Please come back to me.
If you're in Arizona, I'll follow you. If you're in Minnesota, I'll be there too. You'll have a million chances to start anew, because my love is endless for you. My was what we had. We have to learn to live with the good and bad. Together we were happy, apart we're sad. This loneliness is driving me mad. My come back, come back, come back. come back to me.
Guy Mitchell, My Heart Cries for You, at number three this weekend, 1951, coming down after a 7 week stay at number two. And by the way, this past week, he was awarded a gold disc for that recording by Columbia Records, and he's making his first New York City theater appearance at the Strand. He'll be there for 3 weeks. Well, while we're gossiping, why don't we see if we can find any other juicy tidbits? Well, actor Buster Crabbe files suit claiming $500,000 in damages for unauthorized showings of his film shorts. Defendants include the three networks and a TV station in New York City. Crabbe claims that the showings of his westerns on TV without his consent is illegal and a violation of his rights to privacy. On February 9th, Greta Garbo gains U.S. citizenship. In fashion, the U.S. has begun imports of the chemise Lacoste from the Izod company. They have a contract with René the Crocodile Lacoste to use the alligator symbol associated with him since he helped France win the Davis Cup back in the 1920s. Those long-tailed all-cotton tennis shirts would soon become a status symbol. And speaking of fashion, gossiper Igor Cassini has listed the world's 10 worst-dressed women. It includes Rita Hayworth and Evita Perón. He says they're overdressed. Princess Elizabeth, shapeless, matronly clothes that make her look years older. Margaret Truman, whose clothes always look as if they come from a small Midwestern emporium. And actress Paulette Goddard, wild colors and too many accessories. Well, on Broadway, one of the hottest musicals is Call Me Madam, music by Irving Berlin, and it stars Ethel Merman and Paul Lucas. But there's been an unusual situation, as two albums of the score were released. Recording rights were granted to RCA Victor, but Ethel Merman was under contract to Decca, which wouldn't allow her to record on the cast album. So Decca issued a 10-inch LP with Merman and the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra, and it also featured Dick Haymes and Eileen Wilson. They sing here on It's a Lovely Day Today.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do,
I'd be so happy to be doing it with you.
But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day, yes, it's a lovely day.
From Call Me Madam. Dick Hames with Eileen Wilson. It's a lovely day today. Also today, our showcase theme is Night Songs, Part 2. We had so much fun going out after dark the first time, we thought we'd do it again. Here's the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra and Night Glow. From 1939, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra and Night Glow. That was a tune composed by Jacques Delon, who also went by Jacques Belasco, but his real name was Leonid Yakub Berlodsky, and he was from Ukraine. He composed a lot of music for the movies and later TV. And he makes it into our feature today of Night Songs on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 74 years to March of 1951. And now let's take a look at sports. Well, we're getting close to the baseball season, and the Browns have signed Satchel Paige. He's 45. He last played 2 years ago for the Indians. Joe DiMaggio gets a $100,000 contract for the third year in a row, and this year's Hall of Fame class is Mel Ott and Jimmy Fox. In boxing, Sugar Ray Robinson KO'd Jake LaMotta on February 14th for the middleweight crown. Robinson had held the welterweight title for 5 years. The new champion in that class is Johnny Bratton of Chicago. Last week, he beat Charlie Fusari in a 15-round decision. The other current champions, Ezzard Charles in the heavyweight class, light heavyweight title holders Joey Maxim. The lightweight is Ike Williams, featherweight Sandy Sadler, South Africa's Vic Tawil holds the bantamweight title, and Hawaii's Dada Marino is the flyweight champ. College basketball, a point-shaving scandal has rocked the sport. Less than a year after CCNY won both the NIT and NCAA tournaments, 7 members of the team and 11 from other colleges were arrested for taking money from gamblers to fix games. Well, this year's tournament was won by Kentucky over Kansas State behind MVP Bill Spivey, but the celebration didn't last long as the scandal overtook UK. Coach Adolph Rupp said that the gamblers couldn't touch his boys with a 10-foot pole, but five of his players, including Spivey, Ralph Beard, and Alex Groza, were implicated. Brigham Young won the NIT championship this year, and the player of the year, Duke's Dick Groat. Pro hoops, the Philadelphia Warriors won the East, the Minnesota Lakers tops in the West, but it would be Rochester and New York meeting in the finals, with the Royals taking the Knicks in seven games. In the NHL, Detroit and Toronto are well ahead of the field, but the Wings would lose to Boston in the playoffs, and then the Maple Leafs would crush the Bruins in the finals for the Cup. And on the ice in a different style, the World Figure Skating Champions are Dick Button from the USA, Jeanette Altwig of Great Britain, and the pairs team from Germany, Rhea Baran and Paul Falk. And that's a rundown on sports from this weekend in 1951. And on the Billboard chart this week, we're at number 2, and it's Mario Lanza.
My dreams, the dreams that you inspire with every sweet desire. Be my love, and with your kisses set me burning. One kiss is all I need to see. And hand in hand, we'll find love's promised land. There'll be no one but you for me.
Lanza and Be My Love, number 2 this weekend in 1951, that came from the film The Toast of New Orleans. Accompanied by the Ray Sinatra Orchestra and the Jeff Alexander Choir, his first big hit would sell a million and spend 1 week at number 1.
She wears the cleanest clothes in town, so does her little brother.
Our clothes are always washed inside, we've got a clever mother.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, ma'am, the cleanest wash in town is yours when you use Tide, and that's a promise. You see, we've proved it in the laboratory. We've put Tide up against every soap in the business, and there's no question about it. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Comes out that way every time. Of course, millions of you women are proving the same thing right there in your own washing machines. and your results are even better than our facts and figures, because yours are right there in the cleaner shirts your husband wears to the office, the cleaner clothes your children go out to play in. Yes, with Tide, it's through the ringer, into the rinse, and up on the line with the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets so cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
In 1951, Tide was the radio sponsor for Perry Mason and the Red Skelton Show. All right, here's another bonus tune from this weekend, brand new from the Freddie Martin Orchestra, Never Been Kissed.
Oh, I know a gal who's a treat to the eye. The boys always whistle when she passes by. She's out every night, not a night has she missed. But her mother says that she's never been kissed.
What? Never been kissed. Never been kissed. It's hard to believe that she's never been kissed.
One night she went out for a row on the lake, and the guy she was with dropped the oars by mistake. They drifted for hours before they were missed, but she still insists that she's never been kissed.
What? Never been kissed. Never been kissed. It's hard to believe that she's never been kissed. A wealthy young man took a liking to her and gave her some presents of jewelry and fur, including a diamond as big as your fist. Yet she'll take an oath that she's never been kissed. What? Never been kissed. Never been kissed. It's hard to believe that she's never been kissed.
Now there's a new book they're all talking about, called Lessons in Love. You've read it, no doubt. I hear that it just made the bestseller list. Well, it's written by her, and she's never been kissed.
What? Never been kissed. Never been kissed. It's hard to believe that she's never been kissed. She married the best catch in town, by the way, and said to the girls as she threw her bouquet,
just keep the boys guessing and always insist that you are a girl who has never been kissed. Now the end of this story is sad, and here's why. I saw her today with a tear in her eye. I asked her the reason why she was so blue, and the answer she gave me I'll pass on to you.
Never been kissed. Never been kissed.
She married a man who has never been kissed.
What?
The Freddie Martin Orchestra featuring Merv Griffin, Never Been Kissed. Brand new here in March of 1951, it would make it to number 19. Our theme today, night songs. Here's Stan Kenton with Night Watch.
Thank you.
course, our countdown year is 1951 today, and that recording was made in the summer of 51. Stan Kenton's orchestra and Night Watch, featuring Maynard Ferguson in the trumpet section. And we can squeeze in one more here this segment, another instrumental. This is Xavier Cugat's orchestra, Night Must Fall. There's Coogie, Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra, and a rumba that he composed, Night Must Fall, from 1938. One of the records in the Night File, here it seems like old times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times, but before we go, let me remind you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. There you'll find our list of affiliates, a show schedule, and of course the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. We're on the social media, of course, Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, next up, we turn on the Performing Now spotlight, and we feature a modern-day artist who continues the tradition of the standards and the golden pop memories. And today, it's Canadian vocalist Diana Patton. Well, late last year, she released the album Soft Winds and Roses, and that contains covers of newer, quote-unquote, traditional pop songs, like this one from the Beatles.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here. Making each day of the year, changing my life with the wave of his hand. Nobody can deny that there's something there, running my hand through his hair. Both of us thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but he doesn't know she's there. I want him everywhere, and if he's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love him is to need him everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies, watching his eyes and hoping I'm always there.
Hamilton, Ontario, Diana Panton, Here, There, and Everywhere. That was from the album released last fall, Soft Winds and Roses, and all the tracks are done in that tender style. And when Diana's not singing, she's moonlighting during the day as a high school teacher in the visual arts and drama. A very nice collection from Diana Panton in the Performing Now Spotlight today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our Spotlight year 1951. And the number one news story in the USA, the Kefauver hearings. Democratic Senator from Tennessee, Estes Kefauver, had seized upon an issue to bolster his resume in pursuit of the presidency, an investigation into organized crime. This past week, the investigation capped a 14-city probe of organized crime, the final stop, New York City, and the most notorious witness, Frank Costello, the boss of the Luciano crime family. Something new for these hearings were television cameras. The live coverage was the biggest event in the young history of TV. Now, adding to the drama, Costello's attorney asked the cameraman not to show his client's face. So they focused on what became known as Costello's hand ballet. He nervously crumpled a handkerchief and rubbed his hands. That, combined with his hoarse voice, made most people think he was guilty.
Have you always upheld the Constitution and the laws of your state and nation?
I believe I have.
Have you ever offered your services to any war effort of this country?
No.
Bearing in mind all that you have gained and received in wealth, what have you ever done for your country as a good citizen?
Paid my tax.
The 2 days of questioning drained Costello and finally said he was done.
You refuse to testify further?
Absolutely. I'm not going to answer another question, because I'm not under arrest and I'm going to walk out.
He did, and was cited for contempt. In the end, Costello was unmasked for what he was, a mafia leader. Now, one of the stars of the hearings was Virginia Hill, a girlfriend of just about every nobleman in the big crime hierarchy, including Bugsy Siegel out in Las Vegas. Well, she came to the hearings decked out in a platinum mink stole and a picture hat. She admitted to knowing most of the big shots, but that was about all. She said she knew nothing about organized crime. And as for the income she received, she said it was gifts from her boyfriends. And the most significant result from these hearings was that the mobsters beat it out of their home cities and set up shop in Las Vegas, where gambling was legal. So instead of being criminals, they were now legitimate businessmen, and they'd make millions of dollars. The Kefauver hearings, the number one news story this weekend, 1951. And at the top of the Billboard charts this weekend, it's the eighth number one record for Perry Como.
If they made me a king, I'd be but a slave to you. If I had everything, I'd still be a slave to you. If I ruled the night, stars and moons so bright, still I'd turn for light to you. To me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I hadn't the right to you. Night, stars and moons so bright, still I turn for light to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I hadn't the right to.
Just about everyone had a version of If. Vic Damone, Jan Garber, The Ink Spots, Guy Lombardo, Dean Martin, Billy Eckstein, Joe Stafford. But by far the most popular was Perry Como with the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra. It was a million seller and his 30th top 10 hit of all time. It spent 8 weeks at the top of the charts, including this weekend in 1951. And that's it for today's show, my friends. We are out of time. It's been fun having you here, so why don't we do it again next week? And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.